This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I worked in a nursing home. When you go through medical school, you take care of patients that are in nursing homes, and you round on them. And, you know, I loved the staff. I'm always, you know, trying to make friends with everybody and, you know, being as nice as possible. But I did notice that there could be, you know, this is from my managerial background, there could be holes that aren't getting filled correctly, either because of staff fatigue, because of not enough staffs, understaff, could be because of emergencies that come up, or somebody might not be paying attention. And so I believe nursing home facilities are some of the most difficult ones to run because you have to have contingency plans for so much. Yet, here we are in 2022, and probably every few months we hear of either a child, a restaurant customer, or now a patient getting fed and imbibing chemicals like dishwasher fluid or Drano or beer line flushing. And you think to yourself, who would mix the two? Sadly, one woman has died, and two other residents of an assisted living facility were mistakenly served dishwashing liquid as drinking juice. Saturday morning around 8:30 a.m., three ambulances were called to the Atria Park Senior Living Facility in San Mateo to treat patients. Three patients were taken to the hospital for mistakenly being served dishwashing liquid as drinking juice. The family of 93-year-old Gertrude Elizabeth Murison Maxwell said their loved one died following the incident. Marcia Kuchin said her family first heard of the incident involving her mother when an Atria staff member called to report she had ingested a substance and an ambulance was being called. Atria told her family the substance was an alkaline cleaning solution that eats protein. Well, of course that's going to just evade an esophagus and evade through. They were first informed of the incident. Then Kuchin added that Maxwell arrived at the hospital with blistering, severe blistering of the mouth, throat, and esophagus. Upon her arrival at the hospital, Maxwell's family was told there was nothing the medical team could do to treat the blistering. This is according to KTLA. She and her family were told first responders believe that dementia patients ingested it on their own. But the daughter said that couldn't be the case because she can't feed herself. Many people, like my mom, you have to actually hold the cup to her mouth. Miss Maxwell leaves behind 8 children and 20 grandchildren. Now, the senior living, Atria Senior Living, did release a statement. They said, we can confirm 3 of our residents were recently transferred to the hospital after mistakenly being served dishwashing liquid as drinking juice. We have been working with local authorities who have informed us that one resident passed away. Our sincerest condolences are with the family. When this occurred, our staff immediately contacted authorities and the residents were transported to the hospital for evaluation and treatment. We are conducting our own internal investigation and the employees involved have been suspended until the investigation concludes. We will continue working with the police and Department of Social Services to fully review and assess the incident, after which we will take additional actions as needed. The safety and well-being of our residents remain our top priorities at all times. Out of respect for the people involved, they cannot comment further. So this is a cluster and a seventh. And this is something that should have never happened. Now, I've been asked multiple times to medical direct nursing homes. And the reason why I've declined is because I can't oversee everything. They're very complex. And as I said, there are so many contingencies you have to be prepared for. And if you don't have enough staff, or if your staff you know, the manager is pulled away, you can have a lot of these holes or gaps that might not be filled. So for me, I was just too intimidated. And I'm like, I would want to oversee everything. I would want to be standing there and, you know, did the patient get this? And not that I'm a micromanager. It's just you have patients' lives in your hand. And when you hear of these cases, and there was like a bar in Henderson where this happened, and I think there was a school where kids got served dishwashing cleaner instead of their juice also. That means not only do you have to oversee what's happening from the consumer end or the patient end, but somebody's got to be in the kitchen figuring out what the hell is going on. Who mistakes juice for cleaner? Now, plain devil's advocate, we have a bottle of liquid Drano. I'll bring it to work one day. And it looks like a red Minute Maid jug. The jugs look similar. Now, anybody that has chemicals in any company that follows OSHA standards, the chemicals are completely locked up in another area where kids can't get to. Nobody can mix it up with food. But somehow, somebody might have been using some Drano or something, and they sat it right next to where the cups were. And I don't understand why somebody working there wouldn't actually read it. What happened with the bar in Henderson was the lines were being flushed, but I don't think, and I have to look back at the case, this happened a few years ago, I don't think there was a sign saying do not use in the process of cleaning. So we have people who are very half-assed. That's what we have. Now, I don't know if it's because they're stoned. You know, we talked about how, you know, even though I did support legalizing marijuana so we could study it and use it for patients, I do worry that a lot of the foodborne illnesses, a lot of these workplace accidents are because people are just in la-la land. I mean, you know, when I went to a job, I had my caffeine, I was ready to go, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to make a mistake, I don't want to. You have other people where it's like, oh, yeah, and they're daydreaming, or they're listening to music in their ears, or they could be high. I don't know. But this is murder, not manslaughter. This is manslaughter, right? It was unintentional, it was an accident, but somebody died. And you have a vulnerable population that can't say no. Those of us with family members that have aged, it's very panicky for us because we need to choose a place that we think is going to take care of our family member without hurting them. And the family member, if they say, look, they're touching me, I'm being touched, he's touching me there. And you're like, who, Mom? Nobody's here. Yeah, you know, you start to wonder, are some of these people, you know, trying to tell you that stuff's happening when you're not around? Now, I'm not convincing, you know, all these homes, this was one home that messed up, but they better get their acts together, maybe get some video footage or some videos, you know, for families to see, but this is incomprehensible. It should have never happened. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, with September 4th being National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you can't donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word. It all saves lives. And it could be done with social distancing. You can sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Just follow the link to National Blood Donation Week at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. Remember, one pint of blood could save three lives. Imagine what the whole country could do.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I can't stand division. I like everybody getting along. And it's not that I want everyone to sing Kumbaya and hold hands and all that. Is I can't stand seeing arguments or fights that start over something so stupid. And most of the time, fights and arguments do. And you're like, did it really have to escalate this far? So when you go back and you see what the kernel was in somebody's shoe that got them all ticked off and started to have them kick and scream and then get into a fight, you notice that the kernel could have been addressed 70,000 different ways. Well, here we are now, where probably every month or two, there's a survey where they take the temperature or the pulse of America, and they're finding that more people think we are heading to a civil war. You have people report we need to secede, California needs to secede, Texas needs to secede, we need the right and left split, anybody who's Republican needs to be on this side, anybody who's Democrat needs to be on this side. And you almost wonder if this is on purpose, if media or politics are purposely fueling this. Now, as a physician, I like to cut through the BS, and I like to see when somebody's trying to make something bigger than it is, or when somebody's trying to incite a fight. And you got that. Some people, they just want to fight. They don't care that the fight is illogical. They don't care that there's going to be catastrophe with the fight. They just feel like they need a fight. They feel like they need a war. They're not getting enough with football or with sports or with, you know, and they feel so repressed that they're like, okay, I want something. And I've seen people, and, you know, sometimes some of us feel that way. You know, I'll be in a bad mood. My husband will do something the 27th time that week. And I'm like, you want to know what? I feel like letting him have it. And okay, so we all kind of feel that way. But this is very frightening to think that there are people that actually want a civil war. Okay, the Civil War was one of the most destructive things that we as Americans ever faced. And we should never want that again. But you have some people that are like, well, political violence is going to be the only answer. It's going to be the only way to stop this BS. And when you start to see all the ingredients being thrown into this pressure cooker, you start to wonder if, yeah, this could be inevitable. So the latest poll finds 43% of adults believe we are going to be in a civil war within the next decade. Nearly everyone believes political divisions have gotten worse since the start of 2021. 43% of adults overall believe the nation will enter civil war. 35% believe civil war is not very likely or not at all. 22% were like, I don't know. This is according to the Economist YouGov poll. It seems to be more of the right feels like we might be more inclined than the left. But both sides look like that political division has worsened and that there is more political divide. 1 in 5 self-described Republicans think it's very likely, whereas with Democrats, the number's a little lower. So, all right, well, whose fault is that? Well, I watch MSNBC, I watch Fox News, I watch CNN. Okay, the commentators, all right, just keep brewing. Keep brewing. Well, look at this. Look what Trump did. Look what Trump did. Well, Trump's this. Look at Biden. Biden can't even tie his own shoes. Maybe these aren't the conversations we should be having. And people who watch this just keep getting fueled. Yeah, podcasts, radio. I love radio. And I love that we have critical thinkers. I think critical thinkers are important. But there's a big difference between somebody who's a critical thinker going, look, we need to kind of rethink where this spending is going, to rhetoric going, okay, well, this guy's out of his mind and this guy is this. But the rhetoric sells. And our media is all designed on advertisers and listeners and what sells. You know, if my show was just, you got to get your cholesterol down. Your cholesterol's too high. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Nobody would listen. But if I go, okay, quit eating like crap. What the hell are you guys doing? Come on, do you really need the potato chips? Really? At least people start to listen. So society has learned and politicians have learned that the more outlandish, the more sensationalized they get, the more attention they get. If they get your attention, then they can, remember the three E's? You have to engage, educate, and enlist. If they can engage you by going, will you guys quit eating the crap? What? Who said that? Guys, you know what you're doing to your cholesterol and your blood sugar? Did you realize that what you're eating right now equates to you running 5 miles and you don't run 5 miles? There's the education. So then the enlist, the final E. So stop eating that. You have to exercise. You got to pick more fruits and vegetables. I just did the three E's, but I got somebody to listen because I used a different form of engagement. Politicians use forms of engagement like, oh man, we're gonna become a fascist communist regime if Trump comes back. And then everybody listens going, okay, wait a second, what's going on here? Really? Yeah, and then they do their education. They go, so don't let Trump come back. You know, we are going to fall to the hands of the Russians or China because Biden is so weak. Really? Why? Okay, and then you hear that and then enlist. So don't let Biden get reelected. So, you know, maybe we need to tone this stuff down. The problem, though, we have is politics has gotten too important. Politics should have never been that important. You know, I have my religion. Religion's very important. I have my family. That's important. I do have political sidings on both sides and things I'm very passionate about on both sides of the aisle. But what really runs my life are, you know, being good, good ethical choices, what my family needs, what my patients need, what my listeners need. People have now, they've interjected politics as being the most important thing. One, it helps these news stations make money. Two, it helps politicians get elected. So now we have, when you go to the polls, it's not, well, does JFK look nicer than, you know, Richard Nixon? You know, will this person, you know, think more like I do? Or, you know, he's Catholic and I like Catholics, so he could be the first Catholic. Or Barry Goldwater is Jewish. Oh, let's vote for him. But that's not driving now elections and choices. What's driving these choices is, whoa, all right, you know, we're going to be, our tax dollars are going to be going to college debt, abortions, or, you know, electric cars, or we are going to now have to give up our cars, we're going to have to give up our water, we're going to have to, you know, get, you know, the people think they are going to be losing something, or something is going to be forced on them. You have people that really think that they are going to lose their guns, depending on who gets elected. Well, yeah, now it starts to make the election a little bit more brutal. You know, you have people thinking that their tax dollars have to go to Planned Parenthood or to abortion and third trimester abortion. And when people think that their government isn't really representing them, or representing what the majority of people want, that's when you start getting a fall of your democracy. And we spoke about that. We spoke about how democracy fails. Democracy fails when people get complacent, then they start to get a little reliant on the government, then they get more reliant, now they're enslaved to the government, and now they can't get out of it, and the only way they could get out of it is having that bravery and then being able to fight for liberty and then getting out of the chains of the government and then prospering. But then once they prosper, they get complacent, they get lazy, they have it good, government takes over, and then they start to become dependent on the government. So these are this cycle that's been discussed by scholars for centuries on why democracies fail. So if instead of the average American going, okay, well, yeah, you know, JFK, you know, yeah, I think he has some good plans. He's going to, you know, not raise taxes and he looks better than Richard Nixon. Now it's, okay, if we vote for Biden or Kamala Harris or whoever, then there's a good chance, you know, we're going to boom, 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 boom. Or same thing with Trump. Man, if Trump comes in, then all our family's going to be deported. And, you know, and so this rhetoric is out there. And things just seem to be getting more and more and more serious. And when you take something away, if a lot of these moms feel that the reason why they couldn't feed their babies is because their formula went to the border, all right, I don't know if that's true or not. We know formula was at the border, but we don't know if that was the whole reason, because we know Abbott got, there was a recall and then that facility got closed down and all that. But you have people looking at all this going, wait a second here, I don't like where the country's going. And that is what starts to drive this. So media needs to cool it. Politicians need to cool it. And we need to come up with common sense laws. All right? Not this, guys, we are just going to ban everything by this year. Well, yeah, that's going to make people mad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence is on the rise in August. The Consumer Confidence's Consumer Board Index gained nearly 8 points after falling for three straight months. The board's Lynn Franco noting easing gas prices helped boost the short-term outlook for many Americans. He noted purchasing intentions for cars, homes, and major appliances all increased after July's pullback. Americans are still split on calling the Afghanistan war a mistake. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which found 50% believe sending troops to the nation was a mistake. However, 46% don't share that view, as the survey comes out 1 year after America ended the two-decade-long war. President Biden set to deliver remarks in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, regarding gun safety Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my listeners has a son who is getting married, and they want to have a kid, and she asked, what is the safest age to have a kid, not only from a medical standpoint, but from a financial standpoint? So that's a good question, because our fertility is... Our fertility decisions have been changing from caveman days when we would get pregnant as soon as we hit puberty to now where we wait till we have a college degree or we have a job or, you know, we can afford a home. You know, we're having women that are getting pregnant later and later and later. And so we don't really necessarily have a magic age. The adage of earlier the better doesn't always hold true, because we don't want 14-year-olds pregnant. Yeah, they might have been able to do so in caveman days, but They're young. They have, you know, a 14-year-old being forced to raise a baby now. And, you know, people are like, well, you know, why would that have even happened back then even? Well, think about it. In the olden days, okay, moms weren't necessarily going off to work at the office. Moms were there in the cave. And they were, their cave was near other mommies. So the mommies would hang out. They would hunt, gather together. So if there was any babies that were born, right, there was that herd. There was some protection by some of the older mommies. If one mommy couldn't breastfeed, another mommy would have milk. And so you really had this smaller community. I mean, nowadays, no way. You know, a high schooler getting pregnant is really at a disadvantage because there's not a lot of other people there that will help them except her own mother. And so we definitely recommend from a medical standpoint, whenever you feel you're psychologically ready, you and the co-parent that you will have, hopefully the father of the baby, but, you know, because you want, obviously, their genes, they want to be there. But as long as, you know, if you feel like you are able to, carry a child and you're medically sound and you can get good medical care and you could take your prenatals and you could access your medical provider, and we have a lot of free care out there for those who get pregnant. We don't necessarily give an age. We do prefer that you try to start your family before 35, but have a lot of women started their family after 35? They have. They might be higher risk for issues, but it's still doable. But there's no real magic age. We used to say 35. We just don't necessarily do that anymore. But obviously in your 20s and lower, earlier 30s seems to kind of be commonly what a lot of women are doing now. Now, in terms of financially, well, that's a little tricky. I read this one report from CNN that it costs more than $300,000 to raise a child thanks to inflation. They said it costs $310,605 for a married middle-income couple with two children to raise their youngest child from birth through high school. And that's not private school. That's using public school and all that. The estimate builds on a 2017 report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Back in 2017, the agency estimated it would cost about $233,600 to raise a child to the age of 17. Now, we spoke about that on our show back then. I remember that. The price factored in expenses for food, shelter, other necessities for a child born in 2015. Yeah, I think what caused the rise was Apple products. I don't think they realized that kids are going to want Apple products every time new ones come out. But it did not include the cost of college education. So the Brookings Institution found that today's record high inflation has dramatically increased these costs. This was shared on the Wall Street Journal and being reported by CNN. So Brookings Senior Research Assistant Morgan Welch said it causes people to recognize that when you start having a family or when you increase the size of your family, you're going to have to make some trade-offs with other items in your budget. That's according to Isabel Sahil, a senior fellow at Economic Studies at Brookings Institution, who authored the study with the research assistant Morgan Welch. So housing is obviously the biggest expense, accounts for a third of the total child rearing costs. The median home price in July, $403,000. That's up almost 11% from a year ago. $400,000 home. Me and my husband got into a $125,000 home. I had to moonlight in an ER. I was pregnant at the time. Corey was just starting to pay student loans and work as a junior assistant in a chiropractor's office. And, I mean, we made it work, but that was $125,000, and that was for two people who had doctorates. It was not easy, and it was, I cannot imagine, you know, somebody trying to deal with a $403,000 home. They said prices rose across the country, with 80% of U.S. metro areas seeing double-digit home prices. Then food comes next. Food is the second most expensive budget. The USDA found making up 18% of the total cost in its original calculation. And then grocery prices rose 13.1%. Eggs, chicken, milk. So, you know, between food, we aren't even including education in all this. So for two young people thinking about having a baby, that might scare them. $300,000 over the lifetime of the baby. And that's a what? Maybe what? 20-some thousand a year, let's say. All right? That is significant. Now, we make do. You know, we're breastfeeding the baby. You have a baby shower. You have hand-me-downs from cousins. So you can make, you know, when they're babies, you could get by with the clothes and all that. Usually a grandparent buys the crib. And you could kind of get there. But that's why when it comes to baby showers, I am as generous as I can, because I know that it's kind of hard when you're, you know. But then when the kids get older and they need new clothes and they rip their clothes and they need haircuts. See, I would cut my kids' hair. There's a lot of things you could do to save money. But when they have to eat, they need clothes and they need books and they need, you know, it does cost. And then the electronics. You know, a lot of people are like, thank God for Apple. Us parents are like, did you really have to let the kids know that these products are out there? So now we have phone service. We have computer service. I want Netflix. I want... So my kids are at the point now where they're ready to move out. They were ready to move out, I think, when they were five, because I drove them crazy. But no. But they're not financially ready to move out. In my neck of the woods, I mean, we aren't even talking about having a kid. My son has a girlfriend, but I don't know, you know, what their plans are. But, I, you know, these the average Gen Z, you know, they can't even afford an apartment. Now, you need to get a bunch of people together. You need to, I mean, for me, I would rent a room. You know, I lived in someone's backyard. I mean, I just made it work. But there's a lot of individuals now where, like most of my son's friends, they're already living with their girlfriend. They're already out. And so the idea of, okay, well, me and a group of guys are just going to kind of make this work doesn't necessarily follow. And there's a bunch of people that are still living at home. They're like, you know what, man, I love you, dude, but I just don't want to spend money on rent right now. And my parents are never home, so I have a house. And a lot of people, I know a lot of Zs. It's a lot different from us Gen Xers or boomers. But, I mean, me, I was scratching at the door, couldn't wait to move out when I was 18. But these kids, these kids are like, it's going to cost $2,000 for an apartment. And then I have to share it with people who might not pay the rent. And then I have to pay for my own Netflix and all that. My parents are never home. I might as well, you know, or I get along with my parents. So the idea of, oh, man, you know, living with your parents is dorky. Not a lot of them think it's very financially responsible. But eventually, you need to move out. You need to have a kid. You need to get an apartment. It's expensive. So I can't tell you the magic age. But what I can say is they need to start planning before they get pregnant. And if they don't think they're financially ready, they might want to wait a year or two. But they need to calculate, what are we going to do, you know, for clothes? What are we going to do for furniture? What are we going to do for rent? What are we going to do if we lose our job? What are we going to do if we get laid off in a recession? These are things kids have to think about. Not sexy, but something they have to do. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my favorite cities in America is Boston. And I remember the first time I was going to go to Boston, people said, oh, man, they're rude. I go, they're rude? Nah. Like, oh, yeah, man, Bostonians are very, very rude. I got there, they were sweeter than pie. They were nice. Went there a second time. I think I've been there 3 times now. They're amazing. Who are they rude to? But they keep getting this bad rap that they are one of the rudest cities in America. Las Vegas has now ranked one of the rudest cities in America. Where did this come from? I know Las Vegas. I do not see Las Vegas rude because, one is, if there's people that are visiting Las Vegas, obviously they're like, yeah, Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. Okay, so they're all singing that. And then those of us that work in Las Vegas to be here for the tourists, I mean, we're going to obviously be nice because they're coming in and they're spending money. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Well, there is a survey. This was done by Preply, which is, I believe, a company that that tutors in languages and helps students with speech and a whole variety of things. And they have a study called The Rudest Cities in America. And they think it might be cultural mismatches or traditions or behaviors or mannerisms that might be taking different ways. And because we are a mix of so many different cultures, there might be some things that people do that are considered ruder than not. You know, I mean, I come from a family, you know, from Israel. They always look rude, but they're not. That's just how they talk. They don't necessarily, you know, like, let's say if somebody goes, you know, oh, you know, would you like some lemonade? Okay, well, you know, in America, we're like, that's really wonderful. That's really sweet. Thank you. I would really love lemonade. In the South, you know, it's like, I love some lemonade. Your lemonade is the best lemonade. Yeah, I'd like some lemonade. Lick the split. We're just so, you know, in Israel, we don't have time to comment on the lemonade. So we're like, yeah, over here. Yeah. I mean, no, thank you. No. Now, yes, Israelis, you say thank you. You say ta-da. And this, you know, you do have the niceties. But if somebody's talking and they're whatever, they're like, you know, do you want some lemonade? Yeah. Yummy. I'll take it. And that's pretty abrupt. So some of us might just seem abrupt, okay? So in this study, they said the most common rude behaviors in the U.S. were people being absorbed by their phones, refusing to let people merge in traffic. Okay, that I'm seeing in Vegas, yep. Being noisy in shared spaces. Okay, guilty. Yeah, I talk a lot. My bad. Memphis was ranked pretty high. On most of these behaviors, 76% feel that Americans are rude when they travel abroad, even if it's unintentional. So let's look at the study. So the top rude, the rudest city out of this score, I think they surveyed like 1,500 people. So it's not the biggest study. They ruled that Philadelphia had the rudest people. Philly, I've been in Philly. Philly was amazing. Philly number one, Memphis, Tennessee number two, New York City number three, Las Vegas, Nevada, woohoo, number four, and then Boston, Massachusetts number five. Okay, I've been everywhere but Memphis. No, I would disagree. I didn't think people were rude in Philly. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Then came, in terms of rudeness, Detroit, San Francisco, D.C. You know, everybody was really nice in D.C., but if you run into a politician, that I could see. Los Angeles came in number 9, Houston, Texas, number 10. Then came Phoenix, Arizona, Jacksonville, Florida, Seattle, Washington, and Louisville, Kentucky. Those were the most rudest. Now, who were the most polite? Austin, Texas. Most polite. San Diego. Fort Worth, Texas. Nashville, Tennessee. Indianapolis, Indiana. Most polite. Chicago is found as the most polite. I know they have like shootings every day. Chicago people the most polite. I've been to Chicago. They were like New Yorkers. They were okay. They were nice. I didn't think they were rude. I didn't think they were overly with, you know, Southern hospitality. But it's Chicago. I didn't expect it. Columbus, Ohio was also polite. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Milwaukee, Denver, San Jose, Portland, El Paso, Texas, San Antonio, Texas, and then Dallas, Texas. Course, Dallas, because the Cowboys, and they tied with Charlotte, North Carolina. So my guess is if you have a good football team, right? Well, no, because San Diego lost theirs. They lost the Chargers to L.A. And then you got the Colts that are up and running. You got the Bears. Yeah, I don't know. Let's look at this from a football standpoint. Maybe those people that really embrace their football. Although Las Vegas has a Raiders, so I don't know, and then Philly has the Eagles. Well, no wonder they're ticked off. They got the Eagles. Okay, then you know what? We won't go there with football. Now, what were the most rudest behaviors? So New York City seemed to have the most people absorbed on their phone in public. Memphis, they don't let people merge in traffic. See, I see that in California, and I see that in Vegas. I don't see, but I've never been to Memphis. In Boston, they say they don't slow down around pedestrians. In Memphis, they also say you're noisy in public. See, I haven't even been to Memphis, so you can't even blame me for that one. And then Boston, not acknowledging strangers. They're from Boston. Well, I don't know. I mean, Matt Damon and Ben Affleck seem nice. And I'll be like, hello. Nice car. I love Bostonians. I don't have a problem. So, if you are noisy in public, me, if you don't slow down around pedestrians, I do that. If you don't let people merge in traffic, if you always look like you're absorbed by your phone, people think that's rude. If you don't acknowledge strangers, if you watch videos in public. See, I think it's rude if you watch porn. But I get it. I get it. You're sitting there, you're waiting for a bus, or you're waiting for your subway, and then there's somebody sitting there and there's a video, and you're here. I get how that could be annoying. Oh, talking on a speaker in public, that's me. When I have to yell at the kids, see, the thing is I don't like having my hand near my ear, and I don't want the waves affecting my brain, so I will rip my kids a new one on my speaker. You know, I'm like, are you up? Huh? What? I'm buying groceries. What do you want for the grocery store? I don't know. I don't know. What? You're stuck. That's me. So, I might have really hurt our Vegas scores. If you have closed off body language in New York City. But here's the thing with New York. I mean, I was taught that when you go to New York, just stay to yourself. Because, again, you can make yourself a target. New York, though, at the time, wasn't as full of crime. The crime was getting better. That was during the Giuliani years. But now it's starting to get a little crazy again. So if you don't respect personal space, and if you are rude to service staff, they say they get a lot of that in Memphis. Now, I'm surprised with that because you would think you'd be very, very, you know, nice to people. It's what you always... I see people get rude to staff, and that's complete BS. Now, are these people locals, or were they transplanted, non-locals? So I find that fascinating because I moved this off and on 81, and I, you know... And so to me, I consider myself a Vegas local because I've been here multiple years. But you have other people that just got here. So who are the people that are rude? We in Nevada are very nervous that we're getting a lot of California people coming. So the traffic's going to get worse. The traffic behaviors, we might get some healthier food and even some better looking people. But we are worried about some of the traffic decorum. So according to this, the top cities that had ruder locals were Philly, Boston, Memphis, Detroit, and New York City. The non-locals that transplanted there were Charlotte, Nashville, Phoenix, Austin, and Portland. So cities with the most rude locals include Philly, Boston, Memphis, Detroit, New York City, Columbus, Louisville, Chicago, San Francisco, Houston, and Jacksonville. But people who moved into our city and it's just screwing everything up is in Charleston, Nashville, Phoenix, Austin, Portland, San Diego, Denver, Las Vegas, Fort Worth, D.C., San Antonio, Seattle, San Jose, El Paso, L.A., Dallas, Milwaukee, Indianapolis, and Oklahoma. So, guys, don't come into our city and mess things up. By the way, what are some rude things you could be doing overseas? When you don't finish your meal, when you leave shoes on indoors, if you use hand gestures, that could be an insult, they say, internationally. If you tip when tipping's not customary, and sitting there with your hands in your pocket. That could be considered a little bit rude. All right, 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.